It's a cold November afternoon in England, and Evan is dozing in a living room, lulled to sleep by the warmth of the nearby fireplace and the soft cushions of the armchair. He's still a little jet-lagged, having arrived just a couple of days ago. He's here to visit an old friend, Rahim, who lives in a village in southern England. Evan hears a voice calling his name and wakes up from his nap, slowly drifting back into consciousness. He yawns and rubs his eyes, seeing Rahim standing in front of him. It's time to get ready to go out. Evan glances at the window, which looks out onto the large, wild back garden of Rahim's house. The days are short at this time of year, and the sun has already set. The lights from the living room are reflected on the window, making it difficult to see anything beyond a few vague details, like the dark outlines of the trees and the roof of the garden shed. The day may be over, but the night is just beginning. And this particular night, the 5th of November, is one of the reasons for Evan's visit. He's keen to experience a British bonfire night for the first time, taking part in the village celebrations. It's not forecast to rain, according to Rahim, so there's no need to bring umbrellas. But they'll need to wrap up warm, as it's chilly outside, and all the bonfire night festivities take place outdoors. Still, at least they'll be able to warm up on the walk. Their plan is to join a torchlit procession that starts on the village green and ends on the field, which is the setting for the main event. A huge bonfire with a fireworks display to follow. Evan and Rahim get ready in the hallway, putting on jumpers, coats, scarves, hats, and gloves, as well as their most comfortable walking shoes. This is Evan's favorite time of year. He loves it when the weather is cold enough for multiple layers and winter clothing. He's excited to be experiencing a different kind of autumn in another country and in the company of one of his oldest and closest friends. Evan and Rahim walk briskly through the lamplit streets of the village. It's busier than normal, as everyone seems to be out and walking in the same direction towards the village green. Evan is curious to know more about the event and to understand why it's been celebrated for more than 400 years. So, Rahim explains the origin of the holiday. In 1605, a man named Guy Fawkes was arrested after a failed gunpowder plot against King James I. Fawkes and his fellow conspirators had been planning to blow up part of the Houses of Parliament in London. But shortly after midnight on the 5th of November, while Fawkes was guarding the explosives in a cellar under Parliament, he was caught and arrested. To celebrate the failure of the plot and the survival of the king, people across London lit bonfires, starting a tradition that continues today. Every year, on the evening of the 5th of November, people gather around bonfires and light fireworks. It's a date that everyone remembers, partly because of a famous children's rhyme. It begins like this. Remember, remember, the 5th of November, gunpowder, treason, and plot. I see no reason why gunpowder treason should ever be forgot.